welcome everyone to our time of worship on this fifth Sunday of Easter. Today, Janice Shirley and Jesse Fubramanel will be joining me as I lead the service. To begin, I will now invite Jesse to read a few verses from Psalm 31.
In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord.
We'll now sing together hymn number 161, O God, our help in ages past. Let us offer unto God our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Almighty God, you are the solid rock on which we stand. You are our help in ages past and our hope for years to come. You are our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. We join with your people of all times and in all places, praising you for your uncommon love, demonstrated in the life and ministry of your crucified and risen Son, Jesus Christ. Our forgiving God, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know our failures. You know our weaknesses. You know, O God, how much we've not shown enough love to others and to you. And so we come to you this day, asking you, O God, to please forgive us all our wrongs. Transform us by the power of the Holy Spirit to live for you each and every passing day. Help us to learn to serve each other as sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Our gracious God, we thank you for Christ's wonderful word of comfort. Do not let your heart be troubled. In these troubled times, we ask you, caring God, to empower us with the wisdom and words and the grace to pour forth your comfort to others. May you make this time of worship refreshing, encouraging, and inspiring. Help us to hear your voice. And please, O God, be with us to heal our brokenness. We pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Could I now invite Janice to take our reading?
Let us listen to God's word as we read from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Amen, and may God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. Our reading today is from a familiar scripture. Earlier in chapter 13 of the Gospel according to St. John, just after the Passover meal, Jesus announced that Judas was going to betray him and that Peter would deny him 3 times. As if that was not enough, he told his disciples of his approaching suffering and death, and that he'd be leaving them and going where they could not follow immediately. On hearing this, the disciples were troubled, and Jesus sensed the disciples were feeling a wee bit down. And so he says, as recorded in the opening verse of our reading today, John chapter 14, verse 1. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me." God's people whose lives are recorded in the Old and New Testaments were people like ourselves. They had their fair share of troubles. During Jesus' earthly ministry, the Gospel according to St. John records at least three instances when his own heart was troubled. The first is in John chapter 11, verse 33, when Jesus felt the sorrow of losing his good friend Lazarus. The second is recorded in John chapter 12, verse 27, referring to his fast approaching death on the cross. Jesus says, "Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." And the third time is in John chapter 13, verse 21, when Jesus revealed to his disciples that one of them would betray him. Troubled heart is part of life on this side of glory. But the good news is that we have the great physician, our Lord Jesus Christ, who understands perfectly what it feels like to be troubled in his own heart. As the coronavirus continues its deadly rampage, it is tempting to let anxiety and worry overtake us. As humans, these are natural responses, but we are reminded that our God is mighty and loving, whether in our bedrooms or back gardens, watching online services or praying quietly in our favorite corners. May we remember who is in control during these troubled times. It is not the virus. It is our God, the Almighty God. Whenever we feel as if the walls of our lives are closing in on us and there is no way out, we are invited to apply these tender words of comfort which Jesus gave to his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. While we may not get all the answers we want, we know that God is working behind the scenes to prepare our lives to be lived with him, for him, and in line with his will. We have the promise of eternal life, which no earthly power can put asunder. In verse 12 of our reading, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this, because I am going to the Father." Setbacks in life often leave us feeling weak and unable to move on. But now we can move. We can move on. For through Christ, we are made strong and empowered to face all the challenges of life. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. He comforts us, encourages us, and witnesses to our hearts that God is with us. He also ministers through other people to help us. As we journey through these challenging times, may we focus on Jesus, who said and still says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." Amen. Thanks be to God. Thank you again for tuning in and for sharing with us in this time of worship. Please continue to stay strong, safe, and well. And remember that our God is in control. I will now invite Charlie to take the intercessory prayers. After the prayers, we will sing our closing hymn, hymn number 737, "Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life."
Father, Almighty God, we love you because you first loved us and have shown your love through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we come to you this day as brothers and sisters in Christ, and so are able to call you Father. May our worship and the prayers that we offer be acceptable to you, O God. In these troubling times, as our world seems to have crashed in on itself, Forgive us for finding it hard to put our trust in you. Strengthen us with your grace to look forward to that time when Christ will come again, and to know in our hearts that where Christ leads, we will one day follow. In these days of suffering and hardship for so many people, help us to see the way in which you are at work in our world today, just as you were when Jesus walked this earth and he healed the sick, fed the hungry, and brought light into the lives of those who walked in darkness. Bless all those who, like Jesus, have given themselves to serve those in need, in our hospitals, care homes, hospices, and for those who care for others at home. Give strength to those who are working to bring the necessities of life to our homes, and watch over all those in the emergency services. Bless the work of the food bank as it strives to feed the hungry in our community and is able to give so much out of what can seem so little. In the coming weeks, as society moves out of lockdown, help us to be patient and to put our trust in you. Let us not put ourselves and others in danger by any reckless behaviour. May each of us play our part in sharing the good news, that we may bring the light of Christ into the lives of those who are in darkness. Let us show the love of Christ to our family, friends and neighbours, and so, in all that we think, do and say, give glory to God. This prayer we offer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
May the unspeakable peace of God always be with you. Live each day knowing that God is your rock and your stronghold. The God who loved you before you were born still loves you today and into all the tomorrows. Live in peace.